We read in Pashas for Eira, Vevesi Eschem Haaretz Asher Nasati Es Yadi Laseis Oso La'avon Yitzchok LeYaakov VeNasati Oso Lachem Morosha Ani Hashem. Now, in the previous psukim, the included the four lashonis of Geula, Votzesi, Vitzalti, VeGa'alti, VeLakachti. And corresponding to each of these lashonis of Geula, of redemption, Chazal were Mesakin instituted that we drink four cups at the Seder night. And the Torah Tmima asks, why is it that they didn't institute a kos corresponding to the Hevesi? And he suggests because that now we're in Golus, and the land of Israel was in the hands of others, so it's impossible to lift up a kos for the Hevesi. Except what's a little difficult according to his pshat is why during the period of Bayis Sheni, when we were on our land, why didn't they have a fifth kos for Hevesi? And it's interesting, if you look in Shmos Rabbah, it says, V'hotzeisi, eschem itachas siflos mitzrayim, dalet ge'ulos yeshkan, v'hotzeisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti, k'neged dalet gzeva shegozo aleim paro, u'chenegdom tiknu chacham dalet kosos b'lel ha-pesach, l'kayim ha-shenema, kosh yusos eso v'shem ha-shem ekra. So according to the Medrash in Shmosh Rabbah, the Dalid Kosos correspond to the four Gzeros that Paro was Goyzer. So it's specifically for those four Kosos, not just for those four Gzeros, not just the Gulos corresponding to it. It's the Gulos from those Gzeros. But I heard from the Rav, he said that the Hevesi, the Haftoch of the Hevesi Eschim HaAretz, is corresponding not to Yitzias Mitzrayim alone, but to the ultimate Geula. And therefore, there's no coast that was yet instituted for it, because we're not there yet. And therefore, there's a minig to bring a fifth coast, and that's the coast Shel Elio, because that relates to the ultimate redemption, as Elio is the precursor of Mashiach. And if you look in the Torah Tmima, he suggests also that there's a specific kos for Elio to remind us that we have hope and we're waiting for the ultimate Geula and the redemption of the land. And therefore, I would add, just based on what the Rav said, that Hevesi is relating not just now leaving Mitzrayim and coming to the land, which ultimately they came to after the 40 years in the Midbar, but it's referring to the ultimate redemption of the people and the ultimate secure living in the land. Because here it says, as opposed to the other Lashons, it says, V'nasat lechem morosha ani Hashem. And morosha indicates it's Yerusha le'olam, a permanent settling of the land. And therefore, it relates to the ultimate redemption. And it's interesting, when Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, and he says he's going to take us up from the land of Egypt, it says, Ela Eschem, Mi'oni Mitzrayim, El Eretz Haknani, V'achiti, V'amori, V'aprizi, V'achivi, V'yivusi, El Eretz Savos Cholov Adrash. But here, by Vevesi, it doesn't mention all the different, the seven nations. And according to what the Rav said, we understand, because it's relating to the ultimate redemption, the Gula Hasida. At that time, there are no Shiva Amamim living in the land. And it's not that we're going to the Eretz Canaan. We are returning to our land. The Shavu Bonim Ligvulam.